just to sort of try to get at another angle in terms of side effects with the TKIs, what fraction of patients roughly just sort of sail through it, no problem, no major problems?
About half. And that I think it's important to note for practicing physicians that you can't just put people on these drugs, send them home, and have them come back in 4 weeks for their next prescription. They're going to have problems with their blood pressure. They're going to have problems with their skin. There are a lot of things that they need to do in order to reduce those problems. They need to be checking their blood pressure regularly, modifying their antihypertensive regimen. They need to be applying various creams and stuff to deal with skin reactions. They need to be very careful about trauma to their hands and feet and inside their mouth because they're not going to heal as well. And it takes a while before you're sure that the patient's on the right dose and on the right supportive medications that you can then see them at less frequent intervals. So it's very important if you want to optimize the effects of this treatment and keep your patients on these drugs so that they can get the optimal benefit to make sure you deal very carefully with managing the toxicities early on.
Can you go through more specifically what you say to patients specifically about the things that you just talked about in terms of their hands, both preventively and as also the mucosa and therapeutically?
Sure. Well, a lot of this is done by our nurses, and there are also handouts that are now being provided by the companies that support these things, which go through stuff in detail. But we want our patients to get a blood pressure cuff, check their blood pressure daily, contact us if their diastolic blood pressure is getting over 90, if their systolic blood pressure is getting over 140. We will adjust their antihypertensive medicines or add them or increase them if that's the case. We want them to get some sort of cream for their hands and their feet. What we've used is an udder cream for something called Bag Balm or something like that that's used for cows in the milking process, and want them to apply that regularly to their hands and feet. We like them to be...
You do that preventively.
Preventively or at the first sign of any symptoms. We'd like them to not be doing things that cause a lot of trauma to their hands and feet or to cut back on running or a lot of working with their hands to try to reduce that until we see whether that's going to be a problem, and to contact us at the first sign of getting problems with their hands and feet so that we could potentially increase the intensity of the regimen. We give them anti-diarrhea medications.
Preventively or therapeutically?
We give them the medications and tell them to take them if they have signs of loose stools. So therapeutically, but very early on, we also...
What do you give them exactly?
Well, we would give them Imodium or Lamoto, things like that. I think we're caution them about being careful when they're brushing their teeth not to cause trauma inside the mouth. And if they're having problems with ulcers inside the mouth, that they would contact us, and there are rinses and things like that that can help protect them. We think that finding out about these toxicities early, particularly with sorafenib and holding therapy for 3 or 4 days, is enough to allow them to resolve, and then you can resume treatment, and oftentimes they're less frequent when you resume treatment. But if you continue treatment while patients are experiencing these toxicities, you can very quickly turn something that may be grade 1 or grade 2 into something that's grade 3 and may take a long time before the side effects resolve enough, then you can restart the therapy.